Welcome to the Produce Industry Podcast, your weekly download on current events, trends, market reports, and community discussions. Join us each week from Tampa, Florida, as we cover all aspects of the produce supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Patrick Kelly.
Hey, produce people, welcome back to the Produce Industry Podcast. I'm your host, Patrick Kelly. As always, I am honored to be here coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. Today is April 18th, 2022, the Monday before Viva Fresh. That's right, I will be traveling from Tampa to Dallas, Texas this week, reporting to you live at Viva Fresh. I'll be around some of the booths, checking out some of the sponsors, and enjoying the big state of Texas, everyone. Hey, don't forget to sign up for the Produce Industry Podcast Virtual Networking Hour, April 27, 2022. That's next Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Arctic Apples is our featured sponsor of the event, so do not miss out, everyone. Now, today we're talking with Jen Velasquez, Director of Marketing at Full Tilt Marketing and the Chairwoman of the Clean Eating Challenge, which is what we're here to talk about today. Our two guests for the Clean Eating Challenge are George Shepnaski of the IFPA. He is the Director of Production, Supply Chain, and Environmental Policy. Then Jay Alley, the co-owner and partner of Fresh Innovations, LLC. You might know the guacamole brand Yo Cuero that you've seen at some of the trade shows as well. Both of these gentlemen are excited to be in the Clean Eating Challenge and participate on the podcast today to talk about what they've been through over the last year and how their life has changed through this challenge. I am excited to bring all of our guests on today and thank all of our sponsors for being participants of the show and the podcast, and ready to get this episode started, everyone. Hey, Jen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Patrick. I love being here last time. Thanks for inviting me back.
It's been way too long. I would say a year ago, but it has been more than a year. It's funny because I was looking at the episodes and it was actually episode 70. And it was actually at the end of 2 years ago in 2020. And I was like, yeah, we talked last year. And you were like, no, we didn't. We did, because you were supposed to go to the show. And then remember, I had a brand new baby girl, so I wasn't able to attend. And it's just been too long, Jen.
Been too long. And, you know, funny story, I remember exactly where I was when we recorded this. I was in a closet in Mexico City, trying to get away from all the sound from the streets, but it was very memorable for me.
Oh, I love it. You know, I was just speaking with another podcaster the other day. We were actually at our daughter's Easter event at the daycares. And it's funny because we were talking about podcasting and actually closet podcasting. Closet podcasting is known around the globe, everyone, because a lot of podcasters do podcasts from their home. Even though you have Joe Rogan and the Howard Sterns, right, you see all these big fancy stations and iHeartRadio. Not for these podcasters, not for me at least. I'm at my house and I love podcasts.
I love it.
I do. So you got to enjoy the realm of being a podcaster for, like, you know, the 30 minutes.
Closet podcast. I like it.
Day in the life. Well, listen, we're back. It's Monday, the Monday before Viva Fresh. And I am so excited to announce, and I announced it actually last week on LinkedIn, that I am going to Viva Fresh, everyone. I didn't get to go last year because of my choice of staying home with my baby. But this year, Jen, I'm all in. Like, I'm all in. I'm really, really excited to just talk about Viva Fresh and then the Clean Eating Challenge.
I am so excited you'll be there, because this is our second year at the Gaylord. I think we had one awesome year under our belt. It was the first show Viva Fresh was after, you know, lockdowns and COVID happened, to come back. So we were very excited to do that with all the safety measures and kind of let people network safely once again. And this year it's just going to be bigger and better than it was last year. We still have those safety measures in place, but we're expecting an even better showing. So we can't wait to welcome you to Texas.
Heck yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And Viva Fresh, established in 2015 by Texas International Produce Association, TIPA. You've probably seen that. That's the abbreviation, TIPA, established to create meaningful networking educational opportunities. In my post, I actually said that, looking forward for education, networking, and trying new and obviously all the other fruits and vegetables that we try and have every day. But realistically, just having fun at the show in person, right? And, you know, someone said this in Berlin last week, you're going to love this. And I trust me, I hope I get a laugh out of you. But they were like, we don't talk about COVID or Bruno. And I thought to myself, I was like, we don't talk about COVID no more. So I'm just like, let's not even talk about it. Let's have a great time seeing everybody. I've been to a lot of shows over the last, I would say 16 months, and they've definitely changed from the whole elbow thing to people were kicking people's shoes back then. I don't know why. It was very rude to me. I don't like people touching my shoes, but now it's back to handshakes. It's hugs. It's all of the above. And I'm looking forward to getting to Texas. I really am. And, and the clean eating challenge, we're going to have a couple guests on that we talked about in the intro today, and we're going to be bringing on very shortly, but let's talk a little bit. We're going into our year number two of talking about the challenge on the podcast, which I'm excited about. I'm excited that you came back or that we got connected to do this again. So one, let's talk about the clean eating challenge a little bit and, you know, and then get our guests on the line.
That sounds great. So yeah, it's the second year that we've talked, but it's the third year that the clean eating challenge has happened. The first year, the Texas International Produce Association wanted to kind of let industry members walk the talk. You know, we are produce industry people. We are selling fresh fruits and vegetables. We're selling a healthy lifestyle, but some of us still don't do it. And so it was kind of putting four people on the line to get them to eat more fruits and vegetables and share their experience and see what happened. And what happened at the end of that was that they lost a ton of weight, that some of them were able to get off some medicine that they were on, and overall just better sleep, better health overall. That was so successful. Yeah, it really was. It was so successful that we decided to do a second year, which was bigger and better. We had about 40 participants. And that also went very well. I was one of the featured participants last year. It was a great run. You know, we had way more people than the four that we started with. Again, lots of weight loss. I think it ended up being like 650 pounds lost between year one and year two. So obviously we needed to come back. It's crazy. It's so crazy. So this is year three. I'm the chairwoman this year, and I think we've done some great things. We added a nutritionist, Stacey Madison, who met with all the participants every month and was able to give them really good tips and kind of walk them through health. And if they had never heard of certain things of how to have a healthier lifestyle, she taught them. And then for some people, it was just a good review of what you're supposed to do. Sometimes we forget, even though we may know what it is. So we had that, and I think that was a great addition this year.
And it's okay to forget, right? I mean, it's okay. I eat chocolate. I eat muffins. I had blueberry pie earlier. I know I have blueberry, but still, I mean, it's okay to have these other items, everyone, but we have to be conscious about how much we eat. That's why I quit soda. Did you know that, Jen? I know, right? I
was the Pepsi guy. You drank it so much. Yeah, you loved it. So that's really impressive.
Way too much that I loved it. And I would, it's so funny. So I was with Dan, the produce man, Dan Avakian, and we, and with a couple other buddies, we're in Visalia, California. And again, I wasn't drinking at the time. And obviously beers were going around the table and I would order a Pepsi. I would order a Pepsi faster than they would reorder their beer. And I remember Dan, he had to just say it, right? The waiter came back and he's like, hey, whoa, no more Pepsis for this guy. We have to cut him off. He's had six so far. And I mean, even then, like I could just down six Pepsis without, you know, a blink of an eye. And that's bad. That's just so bad. So obviously I've been able to quit that. And that was a lifestyle change. The same thing back in October of last year, I actually quit drinking alcohol as well. So it's a lifestyle change. And this is kind of the same thing. If you don't eat fruits and vegetables on a daily basis, you know, it is going to be a change for you. You're going to see a lot of weight loss. Heck, as me being 6'1", 165, Jen, I even lost weight just taking soda and alcohol out of my life. And my wife's like, how are you going to lose any more weight? And I was just like, it did. It's like, it's crazy how it happens and your body sees it. So it can mean a lot of different things, right? But listen, absolutely, less processed food is good for you. Okay. Less preservatives is good for you. Okay. More fresh foods is a must. Making these small little changes can help you be healthier, even from chicken nuggets. Go to the plant-based chicken nuggets versus the normal processed chicken nuggets for your kids. These are things that we do. You know, the USDA recommends 5 to 9 servings of fruits and vegetables per day. I don't even have that much. And I feel like I'm a fruit and veggie freak, right? I don't even have that much. Because it's not a diet, it's a lifestyle, right? And it is a little bit tougher. I mean, this is, listen, you got to be in it to win it. And Jen, as you and I talked about, produce people, take a breath. You ready? You're the first line of defense to buying and eating produce. Yeah. If you're not doing it, why are we expecting people to purchase it off the shelves if we're not even doing it?
That's absolutely it, Patrick. You have that right.
So, what do we do next with these participants? And we're getting ready to bring our first participant on the line and talk to him a little bit about his journey. And we're hoping to really hear from the participants and talk about this lifestyle change, right? That's what we really want to hear from. And this challenge is just, I would say it's phenomenal to say this is if we can start people on a small but subtle change, the big change that they decide to do will be so much easier.
Absolutely.
So we have to start that.
Yeah, it's small steps. And I'm so thankful to the Texas International Produce Association, TIPA, that they started this a few years ago, that they've allowed me to be a small part of it and leading all of our participants. We also have amazing title sponsors that make this possible, because like I said, we have a nutritionist on staff that has helped this particular group do better and eat better and be healthier. Grow Farms Texas is one of them and Coast Tropical is the other. So I would love to thank them. But yeah, small steps. And if we as an industry can get behind that, it'll be consumers next and it'll be a no-brainer.
Oh yeah. Listen, everybody, it is a small 6-month challenge and you can't say you're too busy to think about your future, because what you eat goes into your gut. And I'll tell you what, we always say, everybody wants to be prettier on the inside. It's always about what you look like on the inside. Yeah, you're right. It is, because that's what matters in our older age. It matters what's on the inside, everyone. Trust me. So you know what, Jen, let's go ahead and get one of our featured guests on the line today, Mr. George Shipnaski.
Let's do it.
So glad to be here, Patrick. Excited to talk about this. It's been a really fun part of the past 6 months.
Listen, before you were coming on in the back round in my head, I was going like, so I'm leading up. George is coming back. He's eating more fruits and vegetables. He's here. He's improving his overall health and he's in the clean eating challenge, you know, brought to you by Aviva Fresh. Like that's what I was thinking, man. So you got your headband on and your tight pink and green high socks. What do you got on, buddy?
I'll tell you what, man, you're speaking my language. I'm a Philly guy. So, you know, the Rocky team, when we want to get charged up here, when I started working for PMA back in the day, that would be my pump up music when we were heading to conventions. So that speaks loudly to me. And it you know what? Rocky steps are a big part of Philadelphia's race culture. I'm a runner. But this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And what's cool for me is that I think I viewed it, and Stacy, our nutritionist, and the gang from the Viva Fresh Clean Eating Challenge, it's not about 6 months. It's not about just that time. It's about making changes that are gonna last for your whole life. And that's, man, we're in it to win it.
That's what I love. I do. Because when Jen first brought the program to me, like I said, 2 years ago, I had told Jen, I have no idea what this is about. And she said, fantastic, let me tell you. And then we got to learn about this. And then that's what she said. It's not about short term, George, right? So it's about long term. These 6 months, it's like a class, right? I mean, no difference than if you went to college. You don't sit there carrying around your college notebook your whole life, right? George, you're sitting there going, I apply what I learn, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I had a similar experience with Jen. I said, look, Jen, I'm not looking. My mom's Italian. Doesn't show in the name, but I'm an Italian kid. So I'm not going to stop and never have pasta again. And she says, all right, it's not about just cutting things out. This is about making sure that we are walking the walk when we talk the talk. I've been a produce guy for, I don't know, 15 plus years. And if I'm not getting five plus a day, 5 to 9 a day, How should I expect my kids to grow up knowing that the consumers that go to our grocery stores, and it's something I want for me. You know, I'm in the latter half of my 30s, and it's not just something that I need for my life. It's also delicious to eat fresh fruits and vegetables every day, and lots of them. And you know, it's feeding yourself, it's fueling yourself, and it's teaching those habits that it's how you fill your fridge to put yourself in the situation. And that, I think that's where I learned a lot by thinking about this, making thoughtful decisions on how I'm fueling myself, that it's not something that I can decide at the last minute. All right, I'm going to have, I'm going to have some stir fried vegetables for lunch. They've got to be waiting for you in the fridge. It's about planning that, putting that as part of your day, as part of your routine all the time.
I agree. I definitely agree. I posted a picture on LinkedIn a couple months back of my fridge, inside of my fridge, George. And it was pretty much, my produce section is three sections at this point. Right. And it's like, what do you put in there? There was over 15 varieties of fruits and vegetables. And then I actually had people texting. They're like, how do you do all that? What do you do? And I'm like, well, we all have oranges every day. I was like, right. I cut up strawberries and blueberries for my daughter every morning. Right. The broccoli, the corn, the asparagus for my dinners. Right. Every night of the week. Because if you really think about it, right, if you do just your normal 5 days of cooking, right, take out 2 days of eating out, you know, via fast food, gymnastics, you know the deal, right? If you got kids, you know, there's days, and I said this too, it's called the F it days. You just F it, man. You just got to F it. You just got to go a different track. And sometimes you just got to just splurge off and get everything else done, right, with the family and things like that. So like I said, I mean, you're allowed to splurge, but being able to have everything in your fridge, you know, the point that you said, George, if you don't have it, you're going to go for something else as well. So you have to have it in your fridge to be able to think about what to eat. So that stir fry, right, you might not have all the right the fruits or vegetables the first time. And then you're like, oh, I'll just make rice and maybe a burrito and put some hamburger on top. Well, then it becomes a way different meal than that stir fry with rice, right? Then with turkey on top, you know, sliced carrots or as we did the other night, peeled carrots, right? So it makes it a whole different avenue.
Yeah. I mean, for me, when I started looking at what I was eating and when, I realized that lunch was a real trap for me, where I'd go to something convenient because, shoot, you know, I got a late start. I want to be catching up. I'm going to crunch lunch as small as possible. But I'm working from home. I know a lot of us are. I did some remote work even before a lot of people did. And if I highlight that and I say, all right, what's my strategy to get through that? I have salads I like that I'm always stocking in the fridge. I've got stir-fried vegetables that I love, and it doesn't take that much time if it's already there and it's just ready to go. I've got a particular stir-fried veggie kit that I'm a big fan of, and it's just about taking a look at your life and when you're feeling yourself and when you're doing it and you think, man, I could be doing so much better. I mean, we're not talking about a slice of cake at a birthday party when you want that and it's a special occasion that you're queuing up for. It's about that meal when you do something and you're like, man, I just could have done better. I feel gross. Replacing that habit and doing something good with it. So for me, it's stir fried veggies at lunch because I got to walk. You know, I got to walk. We can do this.
I like it. Well, listen, there was no like prepared meal plans, right? There was no workouts. There was no targeted weight goals. I mean, this challenge really puts a challenge on you to get on the website, right? Look at what's going on, find the recipes, right? Look at the workouts, the blogs, all of these things. Like I said, it's almost like it's making your mind change. You know, I did a mental fitness class. It was 7 weeks. And it changed my mind, because for 7 weeks I had to go through a change of looking at my mentality, looking at how I look at things, positivity, negativity. And then obviously, like I said, 7 weeks after, it's you executing after the fact, right? That's the thing, executing after the fact. I mean, you know, George, participants, and you know, some of your probably colleagues and people in the program have said they're losing weight, right? They increase mental clarity, newfound motivation, gaining muscle, losing inches. This all sounds like change to me.
I was just going to say, it is change. And what's, you're absolutely right. There weren't weren't tons of restrictions on. So there was a lot of a lot put on us to be thoughtful and mindful and make decisions on how we're approaching this. There's also a lot of community, and I got a shout out to all my Viva Fresh Clean Eating pals, you know, industry people, some that I knew and some that I didn't before this all got started. But it's a great community to go through this together, share some recipes, some success stories, get some Fitbit challenges in on the side. So we're saying, yeah, hey, what were you doing this weekend? You know, that's part of it. A lot of it's about fueling yourself, but also how are you using those calories you put in yourself? How you're working it out a little bit, how you're getting your steps. I've got little kids. It's not always, you know, 90 minute sessions at the gym, but sometimes, you know, pushing the stroller around for a little while, we'll burn a few calories and get a couple steps too.
Oh, it'll burn more than a couple calories. You know, I took care of my daughter for the first 8 months before I put her in daycare. And I will tell you, if you're a known or a customer or a vendor of mine, you know, because I would walk the park with my daughter for 2 hours every single day, and everybody would know it because you'd hear the background, right? You'd hear planes. I mean, trust me, you'd hear it. And I would tell everybody, I was like, hey man, got to get my steps in. I was just like, and she naps for like 2 hours. So I did like all my routine phone calls as I was walking for about 2 hours. I put in over 10,000 steps a day. Trust me. Like, so, but you're so right. And it's not just about, you know, oh, I want to lose weight. You yourself are not a guy that's coming into this saying, oh, I want to lose weight. No, you are an active person in this lifestyle. And like you said in the beginning, you're like, okay, well, I'm going to make a change to do something different, right? Or I'm going to make a goal to put in my head for this challenge, right? So you don't have to be 400 pounds overweight, or you don't have to say, oh, I only eat broccoli. This challenge is, like I said, is for a lifestyle, right? It's adding it into trying, you know, trial and error, what you like, what you don't like, and figuring out, you know, what you're putting in your body is going to affect you long term.
That's 100% right. And I mean, I was looking forward to losing a little bit of weight. I wasn't making that my be all and end all. I did shed some pounds, and I'm proud of that. And I think my wife's like seeing me, you know, 10 pack later these days, and that's all good. But it's about, you know, making decisions. Like I said, it's not about these 6 months. These 6 months were important, and it made it conceivable to make changes with a group of people in a limited amount of time. It's about doing this for your whole life. And I'm excited about that. I'm excited about all the opportunity that brings.
I love it. Well, I'm going to ask you one more question before we let you off for the day, which is, so pre, I would say, clean eating challenge, you obviously said you had some already fruits and vegetables incorporated in your lifestyle. What is something new that you incorporated of a new fruit or new vegetable during the clean eating challenge?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm eating at least an apple and banana and probably some more fruit every day. I told you I like the stir fries at lunch, but honestly, man, it's all about salad. I'm eating more salad. There's nothing more healthy you could put in your body than some leaves. And I think I've learned that the key is that you've got to find what works for you. Salad looks like a lot of different things. For me, I'm finding right now I've been doing a salad that's butter lettuce with arugula on top of that and basil on top of that. I love putting other veg in there. I love putting garden veg when my garden's cranking in June and July. But right now for me, like, those leaves are where it's at. And I'm having that, you know, a couple times a day when that's what's in my fridge. So I'm going to say the leaves, man. The leaves are where it's at right now.
I love it. Go for the green leaves, everyone. Well, George, it's been great having you on the show. We thank you. We appreciate you being involved so much in the produce and supply chain industry with this clean eating challenge. And if anybody wants to get a hold of yourself or the organization, how can they go about doing that?
Hey, best place is go right to freshproduce.com. Everything you want, all the social channels are from there, everything you need. But IFPA is glad to be the big part of what this industry is doing moving forward and supporting things like Viva Fresh Clean Eating Challenge.
All right, George, well, we'll see you very soon.
Take care, Patrick. Thank you for everything. It was an absolute pleasure.
Discover orchard freshness on Amazon Fresh with Arctic Apple Slices. Arctic Apple stays orchard fresh longer than other prepackaged, pre-sliced apples. This means less waste and no more half-eaten apples. Plus, You'll love the undeniable freshly picked flavor. Arctic apple slices are available in convenient grab-and-go bags in both Arctic Golden or Arctic Granny varieties in select markets on Amazon Fresh. Packable, snackable, 100% irresistible. Are you ready to enhance your skills? Every day we are tasked to make fast, effective decisions to keep up with the fast-paced produce industry. At Ag Tools, we take the pressure off of gathering data to help make your day easier and more enjoyable. Connecting the supply chain with Ag Tools is unique, practical, and easy. Ag Tools can be used from multiple angles of the produce industry, from farmers all the way to logistics companies. We call that 360-degree decision-making day after day. Visit www.ag.tools.com to gain more reliable and relevant data to see more, achieve more. And now, back to our show. Jen, that was fantastic to have George on the line today.
That really was. I've known George for a long time, and when he applied, I was happy for him because I knew he wanted to make some good changes, and he took it seriously, and I think he's come out a better, healthier person.
I like it. And like you said, and even him, it's like some of us might be or participating already in this lifestyle. And then we may enter this to say, I want to create a new goal. And then, like I said, there's no end all be all like actual goal here, right? The real goal is eat more fruits and vegetables, everyone. That's the real goal here. Figure out what can you do with corn, right? If you do just boil it, that's fine. Maybe it's the traditional butter way. But if you put it on the barbecue, maybe you put some peppers inside the foil. Maybe add some olive oil, salt and pepper. Maybe then put that foil on, put it on the top side of the barbecue. You're adding more into it, right? Just think and have fun with fruits and vegetables, right, Jen?
That's it. And you know, not that I'm saying that everybody should do this, but I think that if everybody kept eating the way they are and just added more fruits and vegetables and made those a priority, good things would happen. They would get more nutrients. They probably would be full longer and then maybe eat less of the bad stuff without even trying to.
It's true, because that's what we do now. It was funny. I'm going to tell you another story. So my mom, this is always a fun one. You got to bring up your parents, right? So my mom, she is like, oh, well, I don't eat this because of this. I don't eat this because of this. And I always get like these weird looks on my face, Jen, like, you know, that's fresh fruits and vegetables. Like that's okay for you, right? Like, you know, and I know there are some that you can't have if you're diabetic or certain things, but like my mom will like totally pass up like Brussels sprouts, right? And so like, what was like a few Sundays ago, my mom comes over and, you know, she's like, oh, I'm so starving. And I'm like, mom, I'm like, I'm just running up to the bank. I'm doing this. I'll be right back. And I'm going to come back. And I'm going to make snacks for everybody. And she's like, oh, can you get me Burger King with a large Sprite? And I'm like, I swear, I was like, oh my God, no, I don't want to go. And it's like, don't get me wrong. I mean, yes, sometimes do we have to eat at Burger King? Yes, I've taken my 7-year-old and my kids through Burger King. You're like, yes, everyone. Okay. But I'm like, okay. So I get her a Whopper and fries. And sure enough, I come home and my wife, Renee, she's like, hey, can you make snacks? And I'm like, yeah, you got it. My wife's like, why didn't you guys get Burger King? And I was like, because we don't want Burger King. Like, we don't want it. And so I start, you know, I warm up the air fryer. I cut all the Brussels sprouts up. My mom's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm making a snack. And she's like, well, what are you making? Ew, you're making Brussels sprouts? Ew. And so I cut them in half. I, you know, detail them, you know, little edge at the bottom that you just kind of have to take off. I put, you know, fresh olive oil on them. I season them with like a pork rub that if you'd season pork with, okay. And kind of toss them up, let them sit. You know, I put vinaigrette on it. Obviously, you know, just really try to let them soak in a little bit. And then my mom's like, what are you going to do with that? Pop them in the air fryer for about 15 minutes, take them out, and then add bacon on top of them, put them back in the air fryer for 2 minutes, bring those back out, dump them on a plate. And then what you do is grab some sugar-free maple syrup and you lightly glaze it with maple syrup and then add some feta cheese on top. My mom watched me do this whole process and she's like, where did you learn that? Like, right. She's like, and now she's like dialed in, like, and I'm like, she's like, this is when Renee's like, this is what, you know, this is our snacks, right? Like, whether it's apples, whether it's fresh produce, whether we cook Brussels sprouts, you almost incorporate it. There's no, yes, the kids have mini muffins. Yes. Because you know what I mean? Because again, no one really likes a cold Brussels sprout at school. Let's be real here. And then you open that package, it really does stink. I'm going to be serious here. But like, my mom was like, where'd you learn it? I'm like, all right, ready? I'm like, you ready, mom? She's like, I'm ready. I'm like, you gonna write it down? She's like, I'm gonna write it down. I'm like, G-O-O-G-L-E. She's like, what? She's like, Google? I was like, yeah, go on Google and type in Brussels sprout recipe. I'm like, there's thousands of them. Right. But that's to this point. The point of that is if you were to go back probably 5 years, what is 2022? Geez. So say 7 years. I probably wouldn't have just said, let's do Brussels sprouts on a Sunday, or, hey, let's do this. It did take a period in my life to change as well and say, hey, I'm going to be eating more. I'm going to try more. My New Year's resolution every year is try something new. I just incorporated that into produce now.
I love that. That's it. And your story is funny to me because you grew up in a produce family, right? So I would think that your mom would be all about the produce.
They were like, I don't know, like, it's so weird because my dad isn't like, he likes produce, but he's more like of a juice guy. Like, he likes orange juice because that's his main like commodity that he's in. And my mom does love, like, she loves salad, she loves it, but yeah, like, she won't eat like certain things. Yeah, you won't, like, me, I'm buying grapes every week, I'm buying all different types. Like, you can tell she's got like a certain, like, the top four, you know, that she goes to, right? Like, she knows she eats potatoes, right? Like, baked potato. I know, you know what I mean? But
I agree. Yeah,
some of the venture out stuff, I don't know.
That was one of the things I remember talking with you about 2 years ago, was that I think our generation's doing a good job of getting kids to eat more fruits and vegetables, maybe ourselves, drinking more water. I don't remember drinking that much water as a kid, and my parents either. My mom, actually, that's not true. She drank a ton of water, but it
maybe
wasn't
the hose.
The thing. Yeah. But now I feel like our generation and the generation after ours are both doing good.
Bottled water was like gold back then, though. You didn't have bottled water. You didn't walk around with, but if you had a bottled water, you were like a rich kid. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how'd you get the bottled water? You were like, how do I get the bottled water? There is no bottled water. You're like, how did he get the bottled water? Like, like, you know what I mean? Even when I remember going to basketball games and all this when I was a kid, like YMCA, it was the fountain you went to.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And they always had those big jugs for the kids, right? You know, the Gatorade, you know, the yellow and white, or the orange and, the orange and white, like, jugs they had everywhere. So I completely agree. Well, it's so crazy because look at even just this conversation alone, it's so funny. We should be really hammering down on promoting this clean eating challenge, but we are technically. I mean, look, even just our everyday lives, everyone, men, women, children, I mean, everything, it's just part of a lifestyle. Every morning I slice up blueberries and strawberries for my baby. She loves blueberries. Like, it's crazy how she goes to the blueberries and just like chomps on them. You know what I mean? And when I cut mangoes up, I try and give them to her. I see if she likes them. Right. So it is, everyone. It's a lifestyle. It's a change. And I think this might be a perfect time to go ahead and introduce our next guest, Jay Alley.
Let's do it.
Hey, Jay, welcome to the show today.
Hey, glad to be here, Patrick. Thank you.
I think it's fantastic, man. I think that I'm ready to, be chomping on some guacamole, because that's that's part of your organization, and we can't go without saying that. I mean, I've been by some of your booths at the trade shows in the last, I would say, 16 months, and can't say it's forgettable, man. I know the brand. I recognize the brand, and I have a face mask that has your brand on it.
Ah, perfect. Well, hey, every day is a good day for guacamole, so we're glad to have you always visit the booth.
Hey, listen, every day is a good day for guacamole. Please tell me that's your statement or your line in your business. That is great. Every day is a good day for guacamole, everyone. Hey, man, I'm glad to have you. It's Viva Fresh Week. You know, we just got off, you know, the last interview with one of your colleagues, George Chibnasky, who's in the Clean Eating Challenge with you, which I think is phenomenal. Jay, you took this upon yourself to sign up this year for the Clean Eating Challenge. You're in Viva Fresh's community with TIPA. I got to hear more from you a little bit. You know, how was the challenge? What did you do to start this? What was your motivation, right, man? It's like, I need the 30,000 foot overview, man, of what the heck got you to say, I'm going to do this year.
You know, I actually did it for the family to start with. And then ultimately myself, Tommy Wilkins, John Toner were both inspirational to get me going.
I like that. You know, I followed John's story on, it was LinkedIn through the whole process, but let's be real and go back. Now, Jen is on the line as well, everyone still. Jen, do you remember how you and I got connected, which was through John?
That's right. John is a great connector and somebody who's done great in this. And I'm happy to hear that he inspired Jay and others. He inspires me.
Hey, listen, I always say when you're at a point in your life where you're ready to make change, right, Jay? It sounds like that's where you were as well. And I love that anybody can be a hero and inspiration. Look, there's heroes in all industries, right? And that's what I love about this, Jay. It sounds like you just kind of were like, you know, I'm going to make a change. I've seen an inspiration. I've seen change in another person. So I'm going to make it happen for myself. And, you know, Jen and I have talked so many times that, you know, produce people are the front line to produce, right, Jay? So talk to me about some of the items you incorporated, you know, because it's like all these new fruits and vegetables. You probably had a normal mix, but what did you try new? Did you bring anything in and say, I'm going to try squash like every Monday for the next 6 weeks, or I'm going to make sure I bring tomatoes into my diet, or mangoes? What were they?
You know, I ended up incorporating a few new items. You know, of course, I've been in the produce business for almost 40 years, but beets were never one of my favorites. Had to start liking beets, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower. My wife cooks with a lot of zucchini anyway, so I mean, that's a staple in our house. But, you know, just a good round mix of vegetables. And then, you know, for candy bars and junk food, you know, I switched to mainly, you know, strawberries, blueberries, blackberries, you know, a few of those and nuts for kind of snacking type items.
I love it. I love that you said nuts, because we had Stephanie Stuckey on our live session and we asked her the most important question. Is it pecan or pecan? And everybody was wondering which one it was. And it's actually both, everyone, just in case you were wondering. But I'm glad you said nuts. You know, that's a staple item for my wife as well in our house. I'm not really a nut guy. I hate to get stuck in your teeth, Jay, but I will eat them with salads, right? I will eat those things. See, I'm going to call them those things, man. Like, I will eat them. I will put them in salads and have fun with just like little cranberries. I won't eat, you know, like natural or fresh cranberries, but I will definitely eat a lot of dried cranberries in a salad, right?
They are definitely.
Definitely a bit of difference. You know, two things that caught me right off the bat, man. You said staple items. So staple items, we always have to learn to venture outside the staple items. So, you know, one of the things that I started this year was mangoes. And traditionally, I've always had bad experience with mangoes, Jay. Always. Just bad experiences. Well, finally, I've got mangoes on the hook. I know how to look at them. I know I can pick them green, maybe set them on the windowsill to ripe for 4 to 5 days, or even put them in a cold, dark place, right? But staple items is obviously a must. Talk to me about, if you were to say, you know, looking at the future, beets was cool. I'm proud of you, man, because I don't think I could do beets. I'm sorry. Produce people, I'm sorry. Beets are just so tough. I don't know what to do with them. But what other items, like, would you think about that you didn't try and that you're willing to try now?
You know, I think I've got a pretty open mindset to anything that's a vegetable, you know, at least trying it once. I mean, there's really not anything that, you know, is off the list for me, I would tell you. So I'm willing to try anything at least once, you know, purple carrots and the whole rainbow colored carrots. Jimmy Bassetti sent in a box of those, and now, you know, those are in the fridge pretty much on a weekly basis. Kroger actually carries those things in a pre-cut version. So we have a lot of those in the house now, and they're really good. Matter of fact, we're serving those up for Easter Sunday.
So I'm hearing, and Jen, I don't know if you've heard, I've heard like 3 to 4 new items that Jay has tried, along with 5 to 6 staple items that he keeps in the house.
Lots of produce there. It makes me happy.
I'm just saying. And if you heard earlier in the show, I had over 15, I would say, commodities or products in my fridge as well. So, Jay, this is fantastic. So, you know, when we talked to George earlier in the show, you know, he said there wasn't this end all be all goal for him. It was more about just the lifestyle, right? What was that for you? I'd love to hear that from you. Obviously you said, you know, John was an inspiration. Obviously you looked at the weight factor a little bit. I mean, everybody loves shedding a couple pounds, right? That's always a must. But what was it for you looking at this saying, you know, I am going to do it, and this is the reason I'm going to, and actually put that goal forward into this program?
You know, honestly, I guess you wake up one day and you go, how the hell did I get here? You know, as far as your current state, you know, it was just time to make the change. No one can force you to do it. You've just got to have the mindset that you want to do it.
I agree. It's a mindset. Jen and I were talking earlier as well. It's about change. It's about commitment. And ready? It's about doing it for yourself. The biggest thing is we all think we're doing it for others. Nope. You do this for yourself. Produce, what you eat, is for yourself. Everything you do in this lifestyle, right? It's a clean eating lifestyle, is a change. I told, you know, a few people that I've talked to in this clean eating challenge, my brother actually has gone to clean eating, and he actually stopped meat for a while. He became vegan. He said it was great. He said it is great. He said it makes his body feel better. He said, when you wake up in the morning, you're not feeling like drowsy and like almost like your body feels hungover because you're putting crap in your body, Jay. So it's good to hear that. Like I said, one day you wake up, and that could be anybody. You don't have to be 400 pounds overweight or underweight. It's just a change in your lifestyle. Do you want to go ahead and grab the water, or do you want to grab the Pepsi? Do you want to grab the citrus, or do you want to grab the Snickers? And like we say, Jay, it's always okay to splurge. Like if I'm going to be on the golf course, I'll bring some citrus with me, but guess what? When the cart girl comes around, I'm grabbing a Snickers so I don't act like Betty White by hole 8. I'm just being real, Jay.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I think it's about consistency and just, you know, being more consistent than not. Scale's not always going to, you know, go the direction you want it to. But, you know, I've been fortunate, you know, in dropping a little over 50 pounds, eliminating fast food. You know, the fast food restaurants, when you're out on a sales call or traveling or running around town doing things. So, it's just all about making better choices. And
100%.
I'm not going to tell you, you know, I've been perfect, but, you know, I've been more perfect than not. Good support mechanism with my wife, as fit as she can be, and glad to help with the change. So, you know, and you just feel better, you know, once you, you know, kind of get past those first, you know, couple of weeks, you know, it just becomes kind of second nature. It's just what you do. Like I said, I mean, I'm not a big soda guy anyway, but I did like to have a cocktail on occasion or a cold beer. I can honestly say I haven't really done that since October, other than maybe a glass of wine for my wife's 60th birthday. But, you know, it's just making better choices. And, you know, if you're at a restaurant, you know, we still go out to eat. Not uncommon to ask if you don't see something on the menu, if they can maybe prepare something a little different or ask for something to be subbed out or switched out that is on the menu in some other form or fashion and get them to do something. So you just have to look for it.
I like it. I like what you just said. I hope my dad's listening to this podcast, because I'm always like one of those guys, Jay, where like, I'll see what they have on the menu. And I'm like, hey, it says, you know, like I don't eat beef. So it'll say like, you know, beef or whatever, steak with like Brussels sprouts. And I'm like, man, I wonder if they could do a side of Brussels sprouts only. And my dad will be like, don't ask them to do that. And I'm like, why? I'm like, I'm going to get the chicken with Brussels sprouts. Right. So I'm glad you said that, because I think that the restaurants, you know, if they have it, they want to sell it. Right. I mean, that's the whole point. So, Jay, it's been fantastic having you on today. I am really excited that this was your first podcast. You've done a fantastic job, my friend. I am looking forward to being with you next week, actually on Thursday, for your event that you're having. I'll let you, you know, give a little overview of what you guys are doing at Viva Fresh. And then also where we can get a hold of you at. So talk a little bit about your event, of what's happening, where we can find you at Viva, and we'll then let you go.
You know, we've got a Dallas Cowboy kind of welcome reception for our customers and potential future customers that we've invited. And of course the trade, and I know you're coming. So it's our second annual party. We're doing it this year at Cowboy Stadium. We'll be serving some of our products along with some Texas hospitality. So we're looking forward to having everybody out there. We'll have, you know, beer, barbecue, obviously some veggies and salads. because of the clean eating challenge and some of our products, and then a little cornhole and some tours of the stadium and pictures with cheerleaders. So it'll be a good time. And then you can certainly find me at the show at our booth at booth 326. We're actually introducing a new line of products that was kind of inspired by this whole clean eating challenge. So we've got 4 or 5 new items coming out that are better for you dips, less in calories, less in fat. And we're excited to get them launched.
I love it. I love it, everyone. We are going to the booth. We're going to stop by. We're going to see the team and have a little fun at the Cowboys Stadium. So if you're interested to follow that journey, I will be posting on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram all next week during Viva Fresh Expo 2022 in Texas. So I'm really looking forward to this. Looking forward to seeing you in person again, Jay, and really trying some more of that guacamole. So Jay, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Hey, thank you for having me, and I look forward to seeing you in a few days. Thanks, Patrick.
Another great interview. I love that it was Jay's first time, Jen, on a podcast, and that it was leading up to Viva. It was leading up right to his party. There was so much. I mean, it was, I say, to talk about. As you can tell, Jay was very reserved. Obviously, he was talking very correctly, very politically on everything. But that's a first-time podcaster, and I think he had a good time.
I think he did too. And I feel like he and I have that bond now, because my first podcast was with you last year, and I'm hoping that we can make it a trifecta next year as well.
Right. I mean, I was going to say, it's nothing like being in a closet in Mexico City, everyone, but Jay was like by his pool hanging out, and we loved it. But yeah, like I said, go back to the first part of the episode. If you've just tuning in, it was more like, yeah, we did a podcast in Mexico City in a closet. We had to drown out some noise. It happens, everyone. But listen, the clean eating challenge, we're a few days away. Listen, I'm so excited that, you know, I'm traveling over to Viva. So we gotta do it. We gotta talk a little bit more. What are you most excited about? Because obviously, the two gentlemen that we had on, they were excited about fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, completing the challenge, and being in person, Jen. So What are you ready for? What are you expecting?
Well, I am always excited about fresh fruits and vegetables. So there's always that. But this year, actually, we're doing an education session on Friday from 8:30 to 9:30 at the convention center during Viva. And it's going to have a clean eating challenge topic. The first one is, we are actually going to have Jay and a couple of other people who have been involved from the beginning, like Edward Todd and Tommy Wilkins and Ashley Porter from HEB. They will be talking about their journey, and it's not going to be so much of like how much weight have we lost or what we did. It's really more of what is the produce industry doing? How can we all work together to make this something that's bigger and, you know, not just, hey, I lost this weight and that's the end of it. It's a journey for everybody. It's different for everybody. And we just want to have that conversation of, you know, where they started, where they are now, what struggles they've had, what wins they've had. But again, overall, the produce industry, how does it affect it? Is it a revolution? Is it going to make people get more serious about it and keep going? So it's going to be a great conversation. And we invite you, of course, and all the listeners here to come join us at 8:30 on Friday.
I'm ready for it. And Jen, I think that the whole episode revolving around the clean eating challenge is important. I think just revolving around fresh produce every day is important. Again, being the first line of defense, as I always say, I'm going to say it. It's our job to promote it, to eat it, and to have fun with it, right? I mean, that's one of the main reasons my kids probably eat or try so much produce, is because we're just having fun with it. And even you're going to see very soon. So if you look, last Friday, I posted, you know, what is this tree? I have a tree in my backyard that every couple of weeks I'm doing videos of, because I don't know what it is. So I'm trying to figure out what this tree is, and then we're going to pick it, you know, and hopefully enjoy it. You know what I mean? So, I mean, even things like that, you know, telling the kids why I'm roping off the tree to another tree. Why? Because the wind and the rain, the fruit is starting to tilt the tree because it's hanging off the tree. So my kids are like, oh, okay. Yeah. Let me know when you're going to do that next time. I want to help. Hey, you didn't pick it without me, did you? Right. Mm-hmm. So it's like just involving, you know, the kids or even yourself. You know, if you got a backyard and it's got nothing in it, go plant a couple things, see what works out, see what doesn't, have fun with it, eat more produce. And guess what? If it's rotten, chuck it. Guess, you know what I mean? But, you know, have fun with it. And, right. And I think that's really, you know, what I say the clean eating challenge is about eating new fruits and vegetables, incorporating your life, having fun with it, right? Enjoying this lifestyle.
Absolutely. That's a great message and one we definitely want to spread.
I agree. Well, Jen, it's great to have you on the show, co-hosting the Clean Eating Challenge number 2 for us, number 3 for you guys, but number 2 for us to represent. But if anybody wants to get a hold of yourself or Full Tilt Marketing, how can they go about doing that?
Probably the easiest way would be on LinkedIn. If you just go to linkedin.com and put / Jen Velasquez, JenVelasquez. I'd love to connect with you.
Fantastic. Well, Jen, I will see you in a couple days.
See you in a couple days, Patrick. Thank you for having us.
You've been listening to the Produce Industry Podcast with Patrick Kelly. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Anchor to get new, fresh weekly episodes. For more, please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Produce Industry Podcast. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.